This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource. Hey everyone, it's Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2018 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You know, if you do a lot of recording of things or shooting of things in an airplane, which these days all of us do, and I do a lot of it, you need various accessories and paraphernalia to do that. A company called InFlight Technology has introduced a new product. I'm talking to Courtney Martin of InFlight Technology. What do you got, Courtney? How's it work?
Okay, so this is kind of a new product for us. We came out with it last year. Under InFlight Technology, kind of our trade name is InFlight Cam, because historically for the last several years, we've been selling camera accessories. So here at Oshkosh, we're working with GoPro, and you find our big booth out with them. But we've also expanded into kind of the aviation microphone market as well. So now what we're doing is we create just the microphone, and it pairs with consumer A&R headsets on the market. So that could be anything from a Bose QC35, that's kind of my favorite one. Could be a Sony 1000, Sennheiser, you could do Bang & Olufsen, JBL. There's a whole range of really high quality. The technology has just really, really improved to where you can use these in aircraft now. So what we're doing is we are pairing whichever type of A&R headset that you have. Say you got it on Amazon or at Best Buy, you can pair it with our A&R microphone, and now you have a full aviation headset. So it's a fraction of the cost of buying an aviation headset if you make one by pairing these two together. So it's very simple concept. We basically want it to be universal, so that if your headphones change, say you currently have the QC35s and 2 years from now they become QC45s and you want to upgrade to those, you do not have to buy a new microphone from us. It is universal. It attaches very simply to the headset with two circles of 3M dual lock. It's like a really heavy duty industrial Velcro is the best way I can explain it. It actually locks together and snaps into place like that. And then you just plug into your headset through the 2.5 millimeter port. If you have a headset with a 3.5 millimeter port, we have a little adapter for that as well, so you can work with any headset on the market with 2.5 or 3.5.
Well, let me ask you, do those consumer grade headsets generally have the 2.5 or 3.5?
They do. The 2.5 seems to be what we're seeing more of, but occasionally, like the Sony 1000 is a 3.5. That's why we do add the adapter, just in case somebody needs that. But 2.5 seems to be pretty much the standard. And some other things that are really nice about this, we have two versions of it. When we came out with it originally, the thought was that we were making it really for kind of me, the occasional pilot. I'm a private pilot, I do not fly professionally, so I don't use it every day. And what was important to me, that it was very light and very small and compact. I do a lot of travel where I may be gone for 4 months at a time, doing a lot of flying in there, but also a lot of backpacking in the mountains. And I was not gonna be putting my A20 in my backpack and crossing mountain range. So we were going with something very nice and light that would pack down. I can put in my carry-on because that's all I travel with when I travel internationally. So we designed it with that in mind. Then we found out that it's being used on the airlines a lot of different applications where it's pilots that are using it commercially on a day-to-day basis. And so it's getting a lot of abuse. So we made a second version that's very beefed up to be able to handle that as well. I still like my version. It's what I choose to fly with because it's lighter. But what we're calling the Pro version, or the InFlight Mic Nomad, is actually has a couple more features. So since we were no longer quite as concerned about keeping it super, super ultra light for me, we have added an inline box, and that added a few features as well. It moved the volume off of the little knob on top onto this box. It also added two auxiliary audio inputs. So now you can plug in music. If you want to listen to music, you can plug in there. We do include that cable. If you wanted to use it with earbuds instead of headphones, there's a port for that as well. And occasionally we'd have someone contact us and say, hey, I have a stereo intercom and your original InFlight mic changes it to mono. So now we have a stereo mono switch, so it will continue being stereo in their ears.
Now, question on those two jacks. Those look like 3.5 jacks. So you can take output from those, or are those just input?
These are input. So basically you're plugging in, you're connecting your iPhone if you want to be listening to music, or that was also where you would interface if you're using earbuds instead of a headset.
Okay.
Other things that I might want to mention, something that sets us apart is our customer service and our warranties on this. First off, we want you to try it in your aircraft in that type of noise environment with the headset that you're going to be using. So we do a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee so that you can go try it out in the situation that you would be in, the environment that you would be in. Make sure you love it. If you don't, send it back, full refund. Seems everybody's keeping them, which is awesome. Then you go into the warranty. How our warranty works, we fully support our products. If you ever have any issue, you call us and we send a replacement out within one business day. We don't do repairs, so you don't have to send it to us. We wait to receive it in the mail, then we have to repair it, then we send it back to you, so you're waiting a long time. We realize pilots can't be out their headset for that long. So what we do is you call me up and you're like, hey, Courtney, I ran my seat track across it and severed the cord. I say, okay, be more careful next time. I'm putting a new one in the mail to you today. Please mail yours back to us. So we cover it for, it's a lifetime warranty for any kind of manufacturer defect, as well as two pilot errors, like slamming in the door, like having your dog chew it to pieces. So two oopses, and then after that, just manufacturer defects.
Okay, thanks very much, Courtney.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
It's Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2018. We've been speaking with Courtney Martin of N-Flight Technology about a little gadget that converts a consumer noise-canceling headset into an aviation-use headset. Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.